Can you hear me?
Hello?
Takar?
Yes.
Hi, Takar. How you doing?
Fine, you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And I know you were speaking to Angela. Is that correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. And, you know, Angela did put a couple notes here. You are the owner of Miss Pink? Mrs. Pink. Sorry about that. Yes, that's correct. And you're the sole owner of that company?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And she did put a couple notes here. I believe that you are, you have a listing on Yelp. So I'm not quite sure if you are you using anything else to get more new customers, or is Yelp the only
thing? Facebook Marketplace.
Okay. Awesome.
I've actually gotten a lot of people to view my page, my listing, but I've only gotten like 2 offers, but a lot of clicks. So. Two days of being on there.
On a marketplace or your
yes, on the marketplace.
Okay, great. Yeah, marketplace is not bad at all. That's definitely you know, something that can help you out. And yeah, I see that you have a Yelp listing, which is good. So to me, it seems like you're trying everything possible to get you.
I'm not getting anywhere on Yelp though, and then like you have to pay for someone. Get their phone number and to message them, and like sometimes they want like $45 just to send a message.
For a lead?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's expensive.
It is.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're paying for the Yelp service?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, go ahead.
They say it's like, you know, I can always cancel it at any time, and I think that's what I want to do because I'm not getting, I think 3 people maybe have visited my page, whereas on Marketplace I had like 40 people in 2 days.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let me explain something to you, right, if I may. So I think that you have the great idea of putting yourself on, you know, social media platforms and just on the Internet in general, right? So I definitely commend you for that. That's great. You know, here's what's really happening, right? So if I just want to be very honest with you and straightforward, I want to shoot you straight and tell you exactly, you know, how it is and how I can help you today, okay? We do have this listing available, and we're looking to fill it today with 1 company if you're able to handle more business. So that I want to just put that to the side and start with that. But nevertheless, you know, when it comes to Yelp is an okay platform. But here's the thing. Yelp is used more for food, right? That's how it started.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Yeah. Yelp started more for restaurants and, you know, different little boutiques and stuff like that, right? That's how Yelp really kind of got its name and was founded, okay? Facebook is good. I love Facebook. So what we're offering here is first page placement, okay, on Google, right? So let me ask you a question, Takar. So when you're looking for a service, or you're looking for, you know, a tire shop, or you're looking for someone to go, you know, somewhere to go out to eat, a restaurant that's near where you're located, or let's say you're traveling, where do you look for your services?
Google first. Google for everything.
Exactly.
Google
right?
Everything.
Yeah. So like
Google my kids' homework.
Exactly right. So like the common phrase is just Google it. Okay. So I just want to be clear on that. Like when we're looking for something, we don't Yelp it. We don't like, you know, Facebook it. I mean, yeah, maybe it's for social media here and there, possibly. But you're going to go on Google, which is the biggest, largest search engine in the world, okay? So that is where we have a listing available. So let me give you an example of how it works, okay? When people are typing in cleaning services, Richmond, Virginia, that's where you're located, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The following companies show up on that first page. We got Made Brigade of Richmond. We got New Image Cleaning. Let's Clean, Dominion Cleaning Services. We also got, Made Crew House Cleaning, Made Pro, The Cleaning Authority, Cottage Care, Richmond, River City Cleaning. Have you heard of these companies by chance? Juliana's House Cleaning?
I've heard of two of them.
Molly Maid, I know that one's big. And then Two Maids, that's another one. Brio. Okay, we got Handy Maids, World Class Cleaning. Well, I want to give you an example. Those are the companies that are populating on the first page of Google when I type in cleaning services, okay? So that's exactly where we have the listing available for your business. So that is where 90% of the purchases are done, because let me ask you a question. When you're looking for something, do you usually go to the second, third, or fourth pages, or you just stick to the first?
The first.
Exactly, right? Like, you're going to look at reviews, you're going to look at a website, you're going to look at a little bit more of the services they offer and stuff like that, right? And then you're going to give them a call. Maybe you might not do business with the first company you call or the second or third, but you're just going down the first page, right? Essentially. So that is where we have a listing available, okay? So why is that better and why is that more helpful than just Yelp? Because Yelp, you have to download the application, right? Like, with Google, it's just on your phone, right? It's just right there at your fingertips, okay?
Yeah.
So another thing that we do is, you know, I don't see a website for your business, right?
Yeah, I don't have a website yet.
Gotcha. No worries, all right? So if you were to move forward today, I can include a website at no additional cost. Now, what does a website do for you?
Okay.
Most of the companies that are on the first page, actually, let me just rephrase. All of the companies that are on the first page that I just named in Richmond have a website.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what a website does, it just makes your company look more professional, more approachable, and they could see a little bit more about the pictures, some of the services you offer, right? It's just a better established business. And that's something that we can do for you today, right? Included with this package, Takar, is, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Facebook. Because Facebook Marketplace definitely works, right? I have a lot of customers that use it. But here's the real trick, and here's where you're going to do better, okay? We offer, with this package, at no additional cost, we offer Facebook ads, okay? And here's the crazy part. Let me explain how that works. Have you ever been on Google and have your, like, search for anything? Let's say you're having a conversation even with a friend, and then something pops up on your Facebook feed about what you were looking for or talking about?
Yes.
Exactly. And it's kind of scary. It's like, are they listening to my call or like, what's going on here? Exactly, right? So that is exactly what we do, right? We offer Facebook marketing, and it's called retargeting ads from Facebook. And that's tied up with Google. So basically, when people are looking for cleaning services or they're having a conversation, the platform, which is a phone, will pick that up and then send an ad of your company to that Facebook feed. So that's included.
It's
crazy. I know. I love it.
Yes.
So that's a little bit stronger than the marketplace because it's an actual ad. And the more that they see your company relevant on Facebook, the better it's going to be, right? The more they're going to trust your business and call you. So that's also included with this package. Now, the last thing, I just want to just make sure we're on the same page, is we want to make sure we track and report everything, right? So you do have a tracking and reporting system. Basically, what that does is that just makes sure that you are able to see all the results of everything that we're doing, all the clicks that you're having through Facebook, all the impressions you're having through Google, all that stuff, all the leads, everything was recorded, so that way you know the success that you're seeing with this campaign, okay? So basically, it's covering all your bases. We can also keep still your Yelp listing. We're going to put you on Apple, and we're also going to put you on Bing, which is another search engine. Not as big as Google, but people still use Bing. There's a couple people that, I don't know who does, but there's some people that still use Bing, okay? Now, everything is month to month, all right? Let's get to the price. So I want to do something special for you because, look, I don't want you to spend an arm and a leg on marketing, especially if Yelp hasn't worked for you. And my recommendation to you is once you have Google established, once you have your business online and your Google pin verified, like you have a Google business profile, you're not going to need anything else, right? And the reason for that is because Google is the most powerfulest form of marketing right now, because, you know, if you think about it, we Google everything, and people are looking for services on Google. So everything is set at a flat rate. It's month to month. There's no contracts, right? There is a one-time setup fee to get the programming started, right? So the initial investments for this package is going to be $398, and every month after that would be $299, right? That's $299. You're not paying per lead, okay? So you're just paying a flat rate. You're paying month to month, and the best part about it is there is no contracts, meaning that you don't have to marry us, right? You don't have to obviously be committed. You have to see the results in order for this to work, okay? Versus staying with Yelp and paying per lead, and obviously that's where it can get a little pricey, okay? And once again, people don't use Yelp as much as they use Google, because obviously it's not as good as a platform when it comes to home services, right? So let me ask you a question, Dakari. If this package is $299, how many customers would I have to bring you on a monthly basis, right? We started up, today's the first of the month, for this to make sense for your business.
How many customers?
Yeah, paying customers. Like, how many customers would I have to bring you so you can offset the $299 monthly?
I don't know.
Just a rough estimate. It doesn't have to be exact. You could just throw a number. Like, I don't know how much you're charging for services, maybe depending on the house, maybe depending on...
It varies. It varies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and let me ask you this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you can go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you're doing residential and commercial as well, right? So you can do like office buildings and, you know, things of that nature, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, for example, the reason why I'm asking this, right, is because in the last month of July, all right, this is from the 1st to the 31st, which is yesterday, there was 1,213 searches on the keyword cleaning services, okay? Now, look, Takar, I don't want to say you're going to receive 1,213 phone calls, right? I mean, that would be impossible. I don't even think you could handle it, right? I mean, but if you can capitalize on a percentage of those phone calls, this is where this is going to pay for itself, right? And best of all, you're going to be the owner of your own listing, you know, just like the other companies that I mentioned that are listed on that first page, you know, those are the companies that are using Google to be found, right? And they're being very successful with that, right? Another thing that I also suggest for your business is once you get listed on Google, once we get you on ranking on that first page, you start working on reviews, right? Having your customers leave you reviews. The better reviews, the more reviews you have, just the better trust you're going to have online, right? Even you can go back. We have a tool that you can email or text to your previous customers or your loyal customers that are continually paying. They can leave you reviews, right? So that way you can start just establishing that credibility online, right? So, Dakar, we're literally covering you all the bases that you need, right? And once again, I know that Yelp is not working for you, right? And it's something that's it's expensive. And once again, I don't suggest you keep them, but it's completely up to you. I just want to find the right business solution for you. So, since this is a month-to-month program, right, it's $398 to start with, right? So there's a $99 setup fee to get your programming, your website going, your Google Business Profile going, your Facebook ads going, right? And then every month, next month, it would be $299. So this is a month-to-month program. I think that would be more than fair enough to give this an opportunity for your business today, right?
I just don't have the $398.
Okay. Thanks for being genuine. I appreciate that. What's holding you back? It's like, is it the price that's holding you back currently now?
Yeah. I just don't have it right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, completely understand. And
I mean, I would like to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is something that, once again, it definitely will pay for itself in the long.
I just started out, and you know, I haven't had much business lately, you know.
Mm-hmm. What if I can do this, right? Look, Takar, I truly believe that, you know, just by having a conversation with you, like, you're genuine, and I know that you want to succeed with your business. I truly do. And I definitely want to make sure that you take advantage of something like this. And here's the reason why, right? Have you ever heard the saying, you have to, you have to spend money, or you have to put down money in order to make money, right? Exactly, right? So, yeah. So this is, once again, it's going to be an investment that later down the road is going to pay for itself even tenfold, right? So sometimes we have to take that risk, right? So sometimes we have to, like, man, budget things and kind of set things aside and just say, hey, what's going to be most important? Because once this takes off, it's definitely going to, you know, get you that revenue that you're looking for. Okay. So I know I quoted you.
I believe it.
Yeah, of course. I know it will. I mean, look, once again, I'm trying to help you here, and I know I quoted you $398 to start off with. Okay. Look, what if I can do this, right? What if I can ask my supervisor, to see if I can do a couple things for you, okay? And I'm willing to go to bat for you if you're willing to move forward with this today, okay? So the way that it works is, once we work with the company, right, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So we're only going to work with your business, okay, and give you the maximum results. So once the position opens up, we have to close it, and then we can't work with anybody else. So there's a spot available on that first page of Google, and I think that spot has your name on it, right? So that's what we want to offer you today. Now, I know that the price is the only thing that's holding you back, because you believe in it, you want it, that's something that you, I think you need for your business, right? So if I can speak to my supervisor about doing two things for you, and if I can get these two things, I mean, I it's a long shot, but I can try, right? Is number one, mm-hmm. waive your setup fee to start off with. Okay, so we would waive the $99 setup fee, and then we would lower your premium on a monthly basis, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I can't guarantee you like something crazy low, but I can definitely work on getting you at least something, some sort of help, because I want to make sure your business succeeds, and I want to give you the best opportunity for that to happen, okay? Now, the best mm-hmm. price I can do for you, okay, out the door, that would be today if you were to sign up right now, and I could just ask her, it would be $249, all right? So $249, that's a $50 decrease, and we're waiving your setup fee completely, right? So you'll be in at $249 month to month, no contracts, right? This is, if you divide that, it's about $8 a day. I mean, that's what we spend on coffee, right? I mean, give or take, depending if you go to Starbucks or not. But
yeah. I don't.
Yeah, no, I mean, Starbucks is crazy. Once in a while, I mean, I like those specialty drinks, but as far as making coffee, I'll make that at home. I don't want to pay like $5-6 for a cup of coffee, right? So, look,
right.
Yeah. So if I can get you at the price point of $249, is that something that, you know, you would move forward with today, if I can ask my supervisor?
I think so.
Yeah, so look, basically, right, so let me explain the next steps, right? So what I would do is I would create you a profile, get you set up for our client onboarding call with our technician. That can be today, later on today. And then, you know, we can start, you know, working on your account, right? So, you know, this is something that, once again, I understand that it's an investment, and, you know, this is a good opportunity. But I know later down the road you're going to want to upgrade your account because you're going to be doing so well, right? We're covering you all these bases, right? And you can go ahead and cancel Yelp, right? That's one thing you can also do to save yourself some money. If they're charging you $40 a lead, Goodness gracious. That's too expensive. I even have a program that's called Google Guaranteed that's the lead service through Google, that, you know, that the leads are not even that expensive, right? Compared to Yelp, that's very expensive. But that would be down the line once you get all established, right? So what we would do is we would get you in at that package, which is called the Platinum Package. That would include your Google business profile. So we're going to go over the hours of operations. We're going to have a little bit more of the services you offer. We're going to put, you know, where your business is located. We're not going to show your address, okay? All right.
Yeah,
we're not going to show your address. No. We don't want no one to knock on your door. No. We can definitely hide that because you're going out to the customer. The customer's not going to you. We're going to have your website.
Yeah.
By the way, let me send you an example of the website that we're going to create for you, okay? So that way you have an idea. Right now, I'm going to send you a text message. You can receive one, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, cool. This company here, or this example, is of a carpet cleaning company, but obviously yours is a cleaning services. But it's going to be a little bit different, okay? But it'll definitely, you know, just so you can see the example, a visual of how it's going to look. All right, so let me know if you received it. I just sent it to you right now via text message. All right. Were you able to get that?
I didn't. Hold on.
Sure. It should be in your inbox. Yeah, it should have a link, and then you can open up that example of the website. So that's how your website's going to look. Obviously, it's going to be personalized. It's not going to be like that, right?
Oh, okay.
You see that?
I see.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
You think it's nice?
Yeah.
I see that. Exactly. Yeah, so you can actually click on it. Like there's like a phone tab up there, a tablet, and then you click on the phone tab or tablet or whatever, and then it'll show up like, you know, the services that you offer and the pictures and everything else, right? So that's how your website is going to look.
Okay.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's good. All right. So let me ask you this. What's your email address?
Mrs. Pink, 1984 at Yahoo.
Mrs. Pink, 1984@yahoo.com. I still have a Yahoo account. I love the Yahoo account. Okay, good. And the phone number that we're on, right, the 804-573-3345, is that the number that you want your clients to call you? Like on Google?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, sounds good. And let me just verify a couple of things here, just to verify something on your account. As far as, like, the business address, right, once again, we're not going to showcase it, because we don't want people knocking on your door, but this is for us for Google to verify where you're located. What is your address?
5863 Orcutt Lane, Apartment F, Richmond, Virginia, 23224.
He's at apartment F. I got it. All right. So I got a 5863 Orcutt Lane, and it's apartment F, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Got that. Zip code. All right. We got that as well. Okay, great. And then so as far as you do have a business Facebook profile, or do you have one, or you don't? You just have a personal, or do you have a business?
I don't have a business profile. I just post it on the marketplace. Yeah, it's my personal.
Okay, not a problem. But that's a good thing. I want to give you kudos for that, because in order for you to get a business profile on Facebook, guess what? You have to have a personal one. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a business one. obviously link it to your personal one, but have no correlation. So they're not going to be able to see from your business, they're not going to be able to see your personal stuff, all right, which is really, really good. Okay, so we don't want to mix up, like, your personal life with your business, right, of course. All right, so a couple things here. What are the hours of operation for the business? Like, how long are you open?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Okay. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Are you working weekends or no weekends?
I do work some weekends.
Okay, so do you want to put, like, weekends by appointment?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that. You could always change this at any time. You would just have to call us, and we'll be able to like, you know, change these things around. And then as far as the key word, so like cleaning services, we're going to put residential cleaning, commercial cleaning, deep cleaning. What other services, like you say, or other keywords you would like to be found for?
Yeah, standard cleaning, deep cleaning, move in, move out.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. Move in, move out, cleaning. Yeah, I just moved to a new home not too long ago, and I actually had to pay someone to do a move out cleaning. And you're right about that. Do you do like post construction cleaning or no?
No.
No? Okay, that's too crazy, right? That's like calling a bunch of. Okay. Disinfecting, or yeah, I mean, I guess
yeah.
That's part of it. Okay. Excuse me. What else? What else would you want to come up for, or any other specific things that people like really ask for?
Baseboard.
Okay. Board.
Clean. Refrigerator.
Ooh, refrigerator. Okay, that's a good one. Okay. And, all right. Okay, cool. So I'll put some of these keywords down. Once again, when you speak to the technician later on today, you can always add more. And what they're going to do too, just so you know, Takar, is they are going to suggest other keywords that are being looked for on Google, right, which is good. So they'll be able to see, hey, what's being typed in, so that way they could suggest a couple other keywords, right?
Okay.
All right, that's a really good thing. All right, so with that being said, another question here. What are the cities that you're currently targeting right now? Like, where do you want to really focus? Like, what cities besides Richmond?
North Chesterfield, Mechanicsville, Short Pump, Stony Point, Mechanicsville.
Okay. Gotcha. And then once again, if you come up across any other cities you would like to add and so forth, then you can also do that as well, okay? So that it's not, like, set in stone, that way, you know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And do you currently have license and insurance for your business or not quite yet? It's okay if you don't.
I don't have insurance.
Okay, no worries. You don't have to have that right now. Just okay, that's okay.
Because I only have 4 customers right now, so I'm just like, I don't know if that really works,
no.
You know.
No, don't worry about it. Hey, you're just starting off, but once you start getting, once you start getting busy, you're not just gonna, it's not just gonna be yourself. You're gonna have to hire a little crew, I'll tell you that. It'll get busy, for sure. So that's later down the road. But hey, look, I respect the initiative to start your own business. That's key, which is really good. You know, I've been here for 7 years and I've helped so many people, with their marketing. It's really good to see. So your first name is spelled, just to make sure I'm spelling it correctly. It's pronounced T-A and then K-A-R. Is that correct?
There's a hyphen in between the
hyphen
A and the K.
Got it. And how do you spell your last name?
H-E-A-G-G-E-A-N-S.
How do you pronounce that? Higgins?
Higgins.
Higgins. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So H-E-A-G-G-E-N-S. Two G's. That's correct. Okay, got it. Just want to make sure I have it correctly.
E-A-N-S.
Gotcha. All right. I got it here now. All right. Cool. Sounds good. And so the other listing, you said you have a Facebook listing, you have Yelp. That's another thing I want to give you, kudos for. I mean, hey, the thing is at least starting something, right? Like having something out there for online exposure. Are you planning to like possibly cancel that in the future?
Yes.
Yeah, right? I mean, once you have this going, I don't think you're going to really need that much, to pay for all that. So, okay, good. And then, we're going to include a website at no additional cost for you, okay? So for your website, do you have, like, pictures for before and after and stuff like that? Or any pictures of work you've done, by chance?
No.
Okay, no problem. No problem. We can put some generic ones. But what I do suggest, right, is, like, if you have in the near future, because you want to give it a little more of a human touch to it, you know what I mean? Like, your personal touch. So, like, if you have an apartment or like you have a house that you're going through or an office or whatever the case may be, and it's all scattered and just really messy, or, you know, and then, they just put, you want to just take a picture of that and then take a picture after that, you know, so people just want to see the quality of the work that you do, right? That's all. So that's what I suggest. You could do that. That's completely up to you. All right. So we got all that, and I send the message over to my supervisor, which I was very grateful for that. They were able to approve that package. So what we're doing today, just so you know, is we're waiving your setup fee completely. So we're not going to charge you to set up your account, to set up your website, to set up your Google Ads, your Google Business Profile, none of that, okay? We're going to go ahead and waive that completely, and we're going to also – all right, grandfather you in, okay, at the $249. So it's not going to be $299.
Okay.
It would be $249. And once again, the best part about it is it's month to month and there's no contracts, okay? So I just want to be clear on that.
Okay.
So that way you're not like, oh my God, I'm stuck here. Like, no. And the best part is if, let's say you were to cancel down the road because you got too much business or whatever the case may be, you're going to be the owner of your Google Business Profile. So you know where you have the little red dot, directions and everything? Like, well, not directions, but where the business is located and hours of operation, services, all that. That's going to be yours.
Uh-huh.
Everything
okay.
was, yeah. So that's super important. People are like, oh, man, what if this happens? Yeah, I like to explain to all my clients that that's just the way it's going to work, right? So that way, you're not like, what's going on here, right? So, okay, cool. So I got everything done here. Now, as far as the billing.
And money orders? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry, multitask.
Okay, I'm like, an order, I'm like, okay, no worries. Okay, so everything is done here, your account. Last thing I do want to just kind of verify, would you have time today to speak to one of our technicians to get you onboarded? It's an onboarding call. It takes about 30 minutes. We block off an hour, but it's not going to take that long.
$80 back.
Is there your card?
I'm sorry.
No worries.
What was that?
No, I was saying that we have a client interview that we have to schedule. Would you have time today to do the client interview, or would you want to do it tomorrow? This is where you're going to go over all the keywords. You're going to speak to a technician. You're going to go over, like, the website, all that good stuff, right, where all the magic happens. I have availability this afternoon. I don't know if you would be available to do that this afternoon or tomorrow. What would work best for – or not tomorrow, Monday, because we're not working on the weekends. I suggest today, but it's up to you.
The only thing is that I have to take my kids out food shopping. I mean, I wouldn't mind.
It's literally a 30-minute phone call, and they're not going to interrogate you. All they're going to do is verify.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. So I have the next time slots available. I got 2 to 3, 3 to 4. 4 to 5 and 5 to 6 PM.
3 to 4.
Okay, I can do 3 to 4. Okay, I'll have you down. I'm gonna send you an email with all the confirmation stuff, okay? So don't worry about that. Okay, great. So in order to get you going here, and I gotta just adjust a couple things. I'm gonna put here that we're gonna put you in at a 249 rate, which is great. I'm glad we were able to get that approved, and that's gonna be ongoing, which is great. So let's see, billing. All right, and then let me see, doing this right here, and putting this permanently, so that way you get charged at only 249 every single month. Nothing more. Which is good. Okay, great. Now, all right, so in order to secure that first month's payment of the $249, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I'm trying to think what if this is a Visa or MasterCard. That's crazy.
That's okay. Usually a Visa starts with a 4 and a MasterCard starts with a 5. Like on the card?
Uh-huh. I don't remember my card. But I'm trying to pull it out now.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's Visa.
Visa. Okay, sounds good. All right, so I got that. And then the card number, whenever you're ready, we can start 4 numbers at a time.
Okay, 4031-6302-89-560574.
74?
Yes.
7-4. Okay. And the expiration month and year?
0529.
0529. Okay, 29. All right. And there's a 3-digit code on the back of the card.
090.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I have the correct the correct number here for your card. Just correct me if I'm wrong. I got 4031-630-289-560574. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And is that billed to your place, your residence, like the 5863, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. Basically, what this voice verification does, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's for your protection. It's just to let you know that it's going to be a month-to-month service and so forth, and that way you're protected. A couple things that I want to kind of, like, let you know before, just be ready for that phone call later on. It's only going to be, once again, 30 minutes. It's not going to be, like, super long, but they're just going to go over to verify that we're setting up your account correctly. Make sense? You want to make sure that you're being set for success, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start this voice verification once again. If there's anything that happens, please stop me, and then we can go from there, okay? So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is that we have you at a discounted pre-agreement for you, which is at, it's an added form of protection for you, and we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice, okay? So
okay.
If I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me so we can review and just say, hey, you know what, can you clarify this, Chris? I want to make sure I have this correctly, okay? So I'll rephrase it for you and make sure that it's explained properly. Now, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mrs. Pink, LLC.
Okay, great. Awesome. And please state the name of your title within the business.
Owner.
Gotcha. And are you an authorized, or excuse me, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Now, to make sure that the person, let's see, give me one second. Okay, sorry about that. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Okay, so basically for the first couple of weeks, we want to make sure we set up your account, we get things going. All we're asking for you to do is for you to like, pick up the phone, right? So I'm going to send you my contact information, and you're going to get a welcome email and everything else, okay? But just make sure you're being proactive, okay? Do you agree to be responsive to calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then what I'm going to do, too, right now is I'm going to send you our 877 number. It's our toll-free number. Let's see. And then that way you can save this and you can always call us anytime you like, okay? So I just want to customer. And I'll text you all this information here. Okay, so I'm texting you the first one with my contact information as well. And then also let me know if you got that one.
I got it.
Okay, great.
Your phone number. That's your phone number.
Got it. So, you can contact me at any time, but you're going to have, once again, an account lead on that, like a technician that's going to be in charge of your account, okay? So I'm going to keep sending you other text messages. That way you have them just for future references, okay? Okay, great. So with that being said, now as a result of increased visibility, just please advise that you may receive calls from a third-party vendor unrelated to Local Splash. So you might get calls from other companies trying to sell you. Don't fall for it. And, just make sure you let them know that you're with Local Splash already, okay? Now.
That's a no. What?
Yeah. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? But what this is basically saying is if you have another company that you want to go with, just let us know. That's all, right? That way you don't have two companies doing one thing for you, right?
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, okay, that's it. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. And it's a non-refundable amount is $249. Now, your next payment would be on the 1st of September. So today is the 1st of August, not until the 1st of September. So we have a month-to-month program, right? So you can discontinue your payment at any time. All you would have to do is contact client support and ask to speak to a live representative, right? So to prevent charges for the next month of service, just call us 3 days in advance. Like, hey, you know, this is going on, and we would understand, and so we can find another person to replace the position on that first page, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. So everything is all set right now. So a couple of things, a couple of reminders is you are going to have what's called your client interview today. And then we did mention it's going to be 3 p.m., correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to have it at 3 p.m., and it's going to be with the technician. And I'm going to send you an email invite, so that way you have that as well. So I'll send that here momentarily. And then also what I did send was a welcome email. And I don't know if you got your invoice, like your terms and conditions. Did you get that by chance via email?
Did I get what email?
A terms and conditions email by chance.
I have to check my email.
Okay. So this is what I suggest later on, not right now. I know you're busy. You sound like you're a little bit busy, and I don't want to take much more of your time here. Just pull up that email later on, and then there's terms and conditions. All you would have to do is type in your name and check on the boxes to activate your dashboard, okay? So I definitely would need you to do this before your client interview so we can get into your dashboard and start working on your account. So you don't have to do it right now, but I would definitely do it before the client interview this evening or this afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, hey, I want to be the first one to welcome you to the team. I want to thank you so much for giving me the time and your trust. I know that this is going to work for you. I definitely would suggest you to cancel Yelp if that's something that you want to do, because this is going to be a one-stop shop. Like, you're not going to need anything else besides this, right?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, awesome. So we'll be in touch, Takar. Thank you once again, and please don't forget your client interview later on. It's very, very important. It's going to be to get your ball rolling on the account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.